Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning and happy Thursday to the best people I know, and that would be you. This is going to be a very interesting topic, sound healing. Yes, this is something that I am excited to learn about myself. John Griffin is very well known in the film and Hollywood and the media industry, but he has a special talent, and he's going to help us get healed through the beautiful creation of his sound. Music. I'm very, very excited about this. If you want to join us live, you can, or join the chat room, you can go to our BTR page, The Best People We Know. You can also ask John a question at 347-637-1318. And his website is John, J-O-N, dash Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, and there's all sorts of things, you know, different music you can listen to, different events, and he's going to give listeners some discounts to something that he's doing coming up in December, which we really appreciate. And the only other housekeeping detail for this morning would be go to the website and join us for the Mind Vitamin monthly news so that you can get a listing of all of our great guests for the month at greenskyandbluegrass.com. So sound healing, this is really fascinating, and many of you probably already know John's work. He is CEO and owner of Lunazen LLC, but he's done a lot of television shows, commercials, films, and trailers. He's produced, engineered, and mixed numerous records and songs for both labels and independent artists for over 3 decades. Today you're going to learn about John's creative production work and the benefits of sound healing. John has also performed at TED Talks. We all love TED Talks. They're great. He's performed for Michael Jackson with the Oneness Organization and International Songwriter Summit, and that's just to name a few. Well, where did this all start? John had an early interest in sound and philosophy. He's traveled the globe since the age of 13. He studied cultures, eagerly meeting people and listening to the sounds on the planet. And from the bustling streets of New York City to the sacred hums of Nepal, John's inspiration is never static and it's always unexpected. He's an amplifier of encouragement with healing sounds and music. He's a believer in intentional living practices. He holds space for individuals to connect with their core truths and universal consciousness. He's obviously committed to the advancement of the human potential, and he really shifts the paradigm in which we have relationships with ourselves and others as it relates to love, fear, limiting beliefs, polarizing thoughts, expectations, and so much more. So he is going to share how resonating at this high energetic frequency can help us heal, and really that healing energy is from within and available to all of us. It is a privilege and pleasure to welcome John Griffin this morning. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Deb. Oh, wow. It's just a pleasure to be here with you, and I love the energy. Thanks for that great introduction, and I'm really excited to get started with you.
Well, it's a great introduction because you have this great resume and you're healing and you're helping so many people. For those who are not familiar with what sound healing is, can you define what this is for listeners? And then we'll get into some of the specifics. And I'm very, very excited that you're going to be able to share some of your work with us here today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, most people hear something like sound healing and they just say, oh, wow, well, that's just a whole bunch of hooey But it's a pretty amazing thing what sound can do. And, you know, we know it in our lives when we're feeling in a particular mood or something and we put a song on. And just the way that listening to a song or even the strumming of a guitar or any particular sound, the way that it can shift our energy and the way that we're feeling. So really what sound healing is sound healing works with intention and works with your awareness of energetically what's happening with your body. For some people, that feels like a weird thing to talk about energy and all of that. But, you know, we do a lot in our daily process to get ourselves going. And we wake up in the morning and we grab onto that pulse and we think about getting our motor humming. We get our engine going. And through so much of our lives, we kind of treat ourselves like these machines
mm-hmm.
that we need to start and we need to get going and we need to do all these things and we need to fulfill these tasks to have this result. And it becomes a process that, you know, a lot of us can associate brings different kinds of stress in. And we know the ways that that stress can add to illness and add to particular things that happen with the body.
Mm-hmm.
When people resonate with fear and anxiety, you know, I know there are a lot of people out there that have anxiety for what's going on. This has been a big year that we've all been experiencing, and there's been a lot of shifting that's happening. And
now
more than ever, people are experiencing these shifts. So what sound healing really does is it provides a space. It provides a space for you to be able to connect with what's happening, not only within your thoughts, but within your body as well.
And you know, John, I love how you bring it down to a level that we can all understand, because it can be an intimidating topic and title, I suppose. But I think all of us listening can relate to what you said at the beginning. You know, how many times does a certain song bring us back to a time in our life or create a certain mood? You know, we can all identify with that example that you gave us. And it's not too far of a stretch to say, okay, if sound can have that effect on you just from a memory or creating, you know, that feeling you have with the memory, you know, it can also be injected into a way that it can create something new. And I'm sure that somebody who feels a little sad or negative or self-doubt is wondering, well, how could that frequency really change? But I don't know about you, but when I cut my finger, I don't have to work hard to let it heal, but I do have to let it heal. I have to give it time. I need to, you know, clean it out, dump the junk, and just allow my body to heal. So are these sound frequencies, is that how it's healing us? Is it just sort of we're allowing these frequencies to change the negativity and transform it?
Well, yeah, sound literally is motion that's moving through the air, right? It's the airwaves are being moved back and forth. So when we talk about sound frequencies, you know, everything in life has a frequency. Everything moves at a frequency, actually. Sound is just such a beautiful representation of frequency and the way that high air pressure moving towards you and low air pressure pulling away from you can move at such a speed that it generates a tone. We think of, you know, the classic example is an orchestra and a violin player that plays an A440 note for the entire orchestra to tune to. That one string that the violinist is playing is vibrating at 440 cycles per second, meaning that the air is literally being pushed out and pulled back in 440 times in 1 second. When that reaches our eardrum, it vibrates our eardrum, goes into the cochlea, stimulates the hairs in the cochlea, and goes into our nervous system. It's really this beautiful, intricate process that just happens in a moment. And what then happens is the firing of different synapses in the brain and the way that we can identify those sounds. We live in a culture that has just so many bombastic sounds, so many harsh frequencies that are coming at us. We use alarms and all of these different things. The body responds to all of that. So when we hurt ourselves, when we physically hurt ourselves, so often there's a certain amount of panic that can go into that. Like you were saying, when you cut your finger, there can be panic that goes into that. If you can stay with your intention and stay with your conscious awareness and pull yourself away from that, or rather get closer into yourself and identify the temporary state that this cut is, well, you start to move out of your body's way. You don't let your junk, you don't let those thoughts, you don't let those fears and everything, and the stress of what has happened with this cut finger get in the way of what the body wants to do naturally. The body is an incredible healer that will heal really anything that comes up if you can allow it and if you can move out of its way. And as you said, if you allow for that time, right? So sound healing really encourages that time and encourages that space and encourages that, well, that movement within each cell of your body to literally heal.
Mm. So if I'm understanding this correctly, you're saying that there are frequencies that for your body, different body parts, for different things like depression, or, you know, there's a specific frequency for everything then.
There definitely is. There's a frequency for everything. And this is what usually makes or what interests people so much is that each part of your body resonates at a particular frequency. There is a frequency to your bone mass, the density of your bones. You know, and we've felt that. We've sat on the subways and we've felt our entire bodies just shaking. We've sat on an airplane and felt that, right? Your kidneys, your liver, your spleen, your heart, your pancreas, each of these body parts actually resonates at a particular frequency. And what I've had a great joy in working with and exploring is how combining those tones, those frequencies, those literal changes in air pressure that can reach the body, how that can actually vibrate through the human body to connect with body parts. I like to think of it like a radio antenna that, you know, you have this signal that's being sent out and it reaches a radio antenna and it tunes in, that radio tunes in to the frequency. Well, we can encourage and amplify the frequency at which body parts work on a regular basis by introducing sound. And this is not only sound that you're hearing. You're not only hearing this, but it's actually sound that's physically creating space around you and moving the air around you and then permeating your body to reach certain parts. It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. And I'm like, wow, the science to this, I mean, it's very, very, very specific, very detailed. So when you're creating this music, the healing sound that you're going to share with us here today so that people can get an idea of, you know, exactly what this experience is, you have to know what the frequency is for the problem and the frequency to correct it for the solution. That, to me, seems very specific and very scientific. I mean, how do you do that? Where do you begin with that?
Well, you begin with with studying the body and with studying the acoustics of sound. And, you know, I've studied the physics of sound, and I've been an audio engineer for a long time. And, I think there really is such a power to music as well. I've been producing music for so many years of my life, and connecting with the ways that music and tone can shift somebody's emotional state, right? And so when I started moving into how frequency can actually affect the human body, it was only natural to combine those two elements, because really the body works as one whole. Our emotional states Yeah, our emotional states will, of course, affect our physical states.
Well, would you love to? I would love for you to give an example for our listeners of some of this work that you've done, and then we can talk a little bit more about, you know, what this has done for so many people that you've worked with, and some, you know, ways that people can connect with you on a deeper level. But how about we share some of your shine for that right now?
I love it. I love it. So let me just pull something up here. And, well, we're going to go with, we're going to work with the circulatory system. So we're going to work with breath, and we're going to work with your blood and literally getting oxygen around in your body. Now, of course, this is going to be have limited sonic qualities because of the phone line that we have and all of that. But still, the tones are there. Right, you will be hearing these tones. You'll be interpreting them with your mind. But if you have the option, or if you have the ability, allow yourself to feel the resonance of this in the space that you're in, and see if you can connect with the way that the frequency can actually move into your bloodstream and engage your bloodstream. This is going to slow down your blood a little bit. And it's going to revitalize the oxygen within your blood. It's really an amazing sound piece right here. There is always an aspect of sound healing that includes conscious participation. So be aware as you're doing this. Hold some space for yourself. Give yourself a little bit of space to take a few deep breaths. Slow yourself down. Give yourself the time and space to feel this. So this is total body vibrations, the circulatory system. Present itself to you, whatever that might be.
Wow. So there, so now what that was for circulatory system and obviously oxygen and blood, that's going to help with energy and just all sorts of things. Can you share some experiences with some of the people that you've worked with, the before and afters, when they listen to the music? And how often, to gain maximum benefit, would somebody want to listen to that?
Well, I have a host of different audios that I'll suggest and work with people as far as whatever's happening in their life. That they can use, and of course I suggest on a daily basis, because you know, just like working out, if you're doing anything for yourself, if you're doing anything for the body, if you're doing anything for realignment, you need to continue to work that out. A runner doesn't decide to run a marathon, wake up the day of the marathon and start running, right? There's a lot of training that goes into it, and there's taking care of the body. So something like that, the circulatory system, I use that after I work out, and it's just great because it really just it creates an even spread of oxygen throughout my body, and it's very revitalizing. It's really great.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest using these on a daily basis and finding some time. Now, with the total body vibrations, that was the circulatory system, that's something that you don't actually have to listen to. You really more so can just put on and exist in, just go about whatever you're doing in that space, allowing those frequencies to resonate with the body. There's a different way that the body can hear aside from the ears. We can feel things with the body somatically. It's called somatic listening. And it's a way of perceiving biofrequencies, how the body is going to respond to frequencies. So using that on a regular basis, I like to use that one after working out. I also have a digestive system that's really thorough for the entire digestive system, the musculoskeletal body as well, for people that have aches and pains in their body. It's a very therapeutic way of loosening the tension within the body. Then I also have different audios as well that move into brainwave states, and also that work with intention as well, because I think intention is a big thing that is good to bring into people's conscious awareness to allow them to create shifts in their own lives.
Right. And that's where when you help for someone that may be dealing with the stress and the depression or the chaos and all of that that you were talking about before, that could be any type of intention, whether it's deepening your relationship with time. I know you have something on that, the best of Sunday sound, bath, being in your truth, transformation. So there's just so many different areas. There's really not any area that cannot be helped by using this. And the beauty of it is you could be doing something else and having this in the background, not that you don't want to be totally present with it, but it's not as though, there's really no excuse. You could just, you know, whatever you're doing, you could be cooking dinner and having this playing.
It's very true. It's something that creates a space, and you could be doing just about anything and allowing this to resonate within you. I grew up a child of rock and roll. I also traveled around the world a lot when I was a kid, and really blessed with that experience because it opened me up to so many different musical cultures. There's a particular way that so many of us, I was saying before, there's a way that we get up out of bed. And, you know, often we'll wake up and allow our thoughts to instantly consume us. We wake up and we think, okay, here's what I have to do. First there's this and this, and then there's this and this, and I got to get up and I got to brush my teeth and I got to take a shower and I got to do this and I got to make sure to get that report and I got to... And before we know it, we have got so much mind chatter going on that we're forcing the body to move into a particular state. It can be very stressful, and all of us feel stress, right? We all feel stress at different times in our lives. But what we do with that stress and the way that we can actually allow that stress to move through us and resonate beyond it is an entirely different thing.
Do you have some favorite experiences? Because I know you have, you know, a lot of testimonials, and you've done
yes.
a lot of work with a lot of different people around the world. But are there some favorite stories that you'd like to share with listeners?
Yes, and you did ask me that, and I've had just unbelievable responses from people around the world, really, and it's just been incredible to see how this is affecting and resonating with people. I've had a number of people that have been bedbound in the hospital with chronic pain, telling me that they have not had the kind of relief that they've experienced with some of my sound baths. I do something called Sunday Sound Bath, which holds the intention of healing, and I actually offer a free Sunday sound bath to anyone on my website, john-griffin.com. And it really, the sound bath uses large crystal bowls and tuning forks and moves into the body in just such a gentle and beautiful way. And, I've received word from people that have had just chronic pain their entire lives, telling me that the relief that they felt is unbelievable. I had one woman share with me that she brought another one of my healing audios in when her sister was giving birth. Her sister was giving birth to her child, and while she was in labor, they played one of my healing audios and said it was just one of the most incredible environments to create for the creation of life, you know, or for somebody coming into the world. And I mean, that was just a tremendous, tremendous thing to hear. I had one comment from a woman in, I'm trying to remember where it is. I apologize. And I'm sorry if you're listening. But
that's okay.
Somebody,
we're the best people we know are very forgiving people. So
there you
that's,
go.
That's
I love
okay.
it. I love it. Well, somebody that was listening, and she said that she had her son next to her who was playing a game, and she kind of felt like he may have been very detached because he had his concentration in this little handheld video game. And the drums, I use a lot of drums and different things in my music, and the drums were calling this woman back to a different time in her life when she remembers running through meadows, and it just expanded a whole new awareness inside of her. And suddenly her son, just in the middle of playing this game, said, "Wow, this is such great music. I feel like I'm winning this game already." And it was just such a great moment to get that. And really a lovely thing to hear about that kind of connection.
You know, I think it's something that people seem to be more aware of. I mean, you do this all the time in your business. You're in the Hollywood and films, and people are more familiar with you in that way. But this work that you're doing with the healing sounds is really growing enormously, and people are super excited about it because they get results, and it makes sense. You know, you can read about Albert Einstein, matter can't be created or destroyed. You know, God gave us two ears to do some listening. It makes sense, and sometimes I know that common sense doesn't seem so common sense anymore in today's world, but it makes sense that what you're hearing, you know, affects your body. And because you've had this real God-given gift to tap into and understand the frequencies of who we are and what we need, you know, I think that's why your practice is growing so much in this particular area. And I want to make sure people know, if they want to experience this, that you have something coming up in December for 5 days. Now, nobody can tell me that you're not at least worth, you know, $20-something to get individual treatments, I guess you could say, that you have all over your website for the Sunday bath and so forth. But this event you have is over 5 days in December. Tell listeners about that.
Well, I'm really excited for this event. This is the Awakening Awareness event, and this will be 5 days in December, not consecutive days. They have days in between where we're really going to be. It's going to be a teleseminar class, and it's also going to be live sound healing events where we'll be holding intentions and working with particular body parts and all of it. It's really, I'm very excited for this, and we're going to explore just the wavelengths of energy that are going on and in flux right now that are causing the changes in our world and in our lives. So one way that I like to help people grasp all of what's potential here is to remind people that, you know, we are more than 50% water in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And we can certainly see the way that water is affected by the cycles of the moon, right? There are cycles that happen all around us, cycles of the moon, cycles of night and day, body cycles, biocycles that we all go through. That water shifts and changes a lot. And if you think about just a glass of water sitting on a table and a big truck driving by, right, that water can shake, right? Or an elephant comes and stomps next to us, or the subway or a car horn or anything, it can shake up that water, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have so much water in us, and we tend to agitate that state within us. So, but what's been happening lately, especially within this last year, it's just been a transformational year for so many people with what's happening. I mean, people are going through changes in the economy, feeling so many struggles and stresses from that, and arriving at new places of, okay, I'm surviving this, I'm getting through this, and I'm hopefully starting to see a change, I'm seeing a turn. And people are aware and waking up to their ability to manifest their own future, to manifest what is possible in their lives. So the Awakening Awareness event really goes beyond just the body and beyond just the tones, particular tones and frequencies, and goes to the larger frequencies that we resonate with, right? When we resonate with manifestation and abundance and what is possible in our lives and what we actually attract into our lives by resonating at a particular frequency.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen people that resonate on a regular basis with anger and with fear, with anxiety. And that spreads. When you know somebody that's angry, when you know they're going to be angry, you know when you get around them, you're going to be able to feel that. Well, what if from within, from the inside, we resonate at a different frequency, at a higher frequency, a more pure frequency of really elevated higher consciousness. So the Awakening Awareness event is all about that. It's about awakening to the divine beauty within, to the cellular intelligence of your body, the biofrequencies and bioresonance that your body goes through, the sexy, dynamic, wonderful people that we really all are, and allowing that possibility to expand and to resonate from within. Really excited for this event.
Yeah, and I think that we have a lot of listeners that are excited to find out how to join to be involved in it. So I think that the best thing to do is to have listeners go to john-griffin.com/awaken. Is that the page where they can subscribe? And you're offering listeners a lovely discount, which is also very much appreciated. But john-griffin. And it's J-O-N, everybody, dash Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N.com, and then slash the word awaken. With that, that sends them to the page for the December event.
That's it. That's where they can sign up and register for that event. And it's really going to be, it's going to go beyond the call. This event's going to be great. We're going to have regular exercises that we do. I'm going to be sending you audios that you can work with in your time when you're not on the call. And it really is going to be a period of, well, 10 days of tapping into your awareness and awakening that awareness and resonating more authentically from within. Really exciting. So john-griffin.com, awaken. Yes, you're right.
So that starts Monday, December 10th at 2 o'clock Pacific time. And are you – now you're doing this on Skype, So people are going to be able to have the recordings after the event as well to replay and recycle all this healing. Is that what you're going to be doing? Or how will people be able to join, you know, each day live or after?
Well, people will be able to join in a number of ways. People can phone in. There's going to be a telephone number where they can call. They can Skype in. They can also just listen on the web. I'm going to be broadcasting everything from my studio, so it's going to be very high-quality audio. But everything will also be available to anybody that joins. Everything will be available on replays to listen to and to download. And to take in that way. So even if you can't make it live to the call, the energy is going to be there for you, and it's going to work. It's going to help to shift you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really going to be available in so many different ways. And like I said, we're going to get started even before that first call. We're going to get started with holding intention and with moving into awareness in different points of our day. Right, and awareness is being present of what is happening right now. So often we get stuck in that mind chatter of, okay, well, here's what I have to do, or, oh, I remember the stress from last week. Connecting with this moment right now, connecting with right now, with your presence, with your state, with your body, with what's going on, with the awareness of what's happening and resonating authentically.
And, you know, they say that music or singing, it's like praying twice. And I do believe that it really has such an effect. And you really have such a unique gift. And you bring up a lot about what's going on in the world. It really is especially important right now with the new year coming and all of that. Speak to people why this is so timely as well, the end of the year, 2012, you know, all this stuff that's going on. And all these changes, why is it especially important for us to do this for ourselves as a special gift right now before the new year?
Well, this is an incredible time of shifting and awakening. And 2012, I love it. I love the stories and everything that we've given ourselves around this idea of what 2012 is, and, you know, the Incan calendar ending and world end and all of that fun stuff. That's great. That's fantastic amounts of drama that we've allowed ourselves to grab onto with an idea of what might happen in the future. Do I know what's going to happen on December 21st? No, not at all. Do I think the world's going to end? No, not at all. I think we're all going to be here. And what's been happening, we see it in our world. We see the shifts that have been happening in our world with, as I was talking about, economically what's happening, the shift that's happening in awareness. We're all joining in now and really tapping into all of the information that's available on the internet, right? Right now we're reaching how many thousands of people. This is an incredible day and age to tap into now and to what's happening now and stay aware of what's happening within you. We all have tremendous gifts that we can offer the world. And when we're in alignment with these gifts and with ourselves and how we truly resonate authentically within our own creativity, it's profound, the shifts that we can make in the world. I got an email from somebody in Gaza that told me about some of the sound healing that they downloaded and just the profound shifts in peace that this brought them.
Mm.
And that touches me deeply. It's really an incredible thing. And you know, for me, there was a big exploration in moving into this kind of work. I still love working in film. I still produce music with lots of different people and create audio content for different products and what have not. But this is something different. And really what I like to do with this is allow people to give themselves some space. Because there's so much that we are bombarded with. And so giving yourself that space to tap into your awareness, to tap into what's beautiful within.
Mm. Well, it's just, it's so fascinating, and we could go on and talk about this forever. We'll have to have you back and share your shine with us some more. But the science behind it is really, to me, I mean, it's just overwhelming. And the results and I can't imagine anyone not wanting to give themselves this opportunity. We need to be our best. It's something that allows us to help other people along with ourselves. And it's so easy to just listen. I mean, how much effort does that take to allow the healing to happen?
It really does not take a lot of effort. And, there's a sound healing that can happen with words and the exchange of a good conversation and listening to motivating phrases and reading motivation. And it's a different kind of communication, though, that happens when we allow ourselves the space to simply listen to tones. Mm-hmm. And expand our awareness to listen to frequency and sound. One of the pivotal moments of my life is when I was 13 and I was in India and I was walking down the street with my mother and she said, listen to everything that's happening around you because you may not hear these sounds again. Walking through the streets of Delhi, having been used to New York, listen to this, tap into this, feel this. Mm. And as I did, my awareness, my perspective went to a 360-degree awareness. And I started hearing everything around me. And I started hearing the way that sounds combined and really the beautiful synchronicity of, dare I say, the universe. You know, Miles Davis used to talk about how before recording an album, he would walk around the streets of New York City, and he would listen to the clicking heels, and he'd listen to the beeping horns, and he'd listen to everything that the city had to say, because there was a symphony within each moment. We often don't connect to that. So this is really just something designed to help people connect with that.
Well, I think it's a Christmas gift we all deserve, or any type of gift, holiday gift, to give to yourself, to just, you know, clean the clutter, dump the junk, you know, open up all the possibilities. And I think it's titled perfectly, Awaken. So, before I'm going to let you have a final word to listeners, but again, I think it's really important, before you forget, go to John Griffin.com/awaken. That's where you get the information, and Best People We Know listeners are getting a beautiful discount, which you will see there at the bottom, so that these 5 days we can take and journey and unwrap the gift in ourselves. And I think that the beautiful thing is that, you know, you're with people all over the world. If you're listening live to John's 5-day Awakening Awareness event, you're going to be with other people. And, you know, the power, it's all the studies they've done on prayer, when more people are praying and when you're in the presence of events and being with others, it's just so powerful. But even listening to it again on replay, you know, is extremely powerful because all of that energy is brought forth. So, John, final thought for people besides going to your website, listening to the examples that you have there of Sunday Sound Bath. People can click that and listen when they get the newsletter, sign up. They can listen to that release. What do you want to have people remember?
Well, I'd like people to remember that whether you buy these products or not, whether you sign up for this event or not, your life is happening right now, and your life is a beautiful divine moment. And you have a tremendous amount of courage when you show up authentically, and you share with people what your gems are, when you speak your truth, when you allow yourself to resonate authentically with with what's real. With artists, there's a point that every artist reaches when they just allow the art to come through them. And it doesn't have to be a musical artist. It doesn't have to be a visual artist. There's really an artistry to everyday life. And if you're a small business owner and you're used to working 12 to 16 hours a day, there's a beauty and an authenticity in that. Just allow yourself to connect with what's authentic inside. And that is sometimes pulling yourself out of the situations and circumstances that we allow to add stress to our lives. Because really, these situations and circumstances, they're all temporary. So as a last word, what I would say to people is give yourself the space. Give yourself not only the physical space, not only the mental space, not only the emotional space, but the spiritual space. Give yourself some space to resonate authentically. We're all bells. I like to think of us as chimes. And we can resonate very authentically from within. I have here a set of my tuning forks, and I picked up the heart tuning fork, and I'd love to hit it if I can.
Please do.
Okay. We're all happening right now, and that's such a gift. And I'm so thankful for all the people that showed up and that have listened to this, and you're just tremendously beautiful, and thank you for allowing this space in your life and for showing up in your life and for showing up in mine. Thank you so much.
Well, it has just been a pleasure, and we have just learned and changed, and what a gift. And, you know, this is where we all help each other so very much. And I know that this event in December is going to be a tremendous healing gift for so many people, and I'm looking forward to it myself. And thank you for sharing examples of your work. That was really beautiful to be able to hear that so that people can experience firsthand. And your enthusiasm and zeal and dedication is really inspiring. So if you've been inspired like I have with John Griffin, make sure that you share this show with a friend. That's what keeps us going and growing all over the world. And we all deserve to be our best. We need to be our best. And, you know, you're not just one thing. You don't just do one thing. You're not just a mother, a wife, a husband, a son. You're a lot of things to many people. And, you know, this beautiful gift of sound healing is just one more gift that God gives us to unwrap to help us be our best. And, you know, it's very easy, it's cost effective, it's simple, and, you know, it's worth opening your mind and heart and giving yourself the space, like John is saying, giving yourself the space to try and just allow yourself the gift of healing. And
hey, Deb,
beautiful.
Deb, can I make another offer here?
Yes, please.
I'd like to I wasn't planning on this, but I think we can set this up pretty quickly. I'd love to, for everybody here, to, if they want to experience any of the other sound healing audios, to have an extra incentive. So so we're going to do an extra coupon for anybody that wants any of the other sound healing products, any of them. I'm going to give a 25% off discount for any of the sound healing products on any order simply by entering in the coupon code BEST-PEOPLE. Best-people, and we'll take 25% off any order, because there's a lot there to play with, and I want people to be able to explore this. So that would be a nice thing for me to be able to give to everyone here.
Well, that is definitely, hey, it's always in the giving that you're receiving. And, you know, I love, this is such a new idea. This is, I've learned more than probably anybody else in the audience because I didn't know that much about this beautiful gift of healing, you know, until I was introduced. And Dr. Kate Anderson, who's a lovely friend of mine, is a huge fan of yours, and I guess she has been for years. And she was just like, wow, you can have him on the show. He's amazing. He's changed people's lives. And, you know, so this is where we have to really help each other. And I want people to know, give this this show link to a friend. You can listen to it both, and then 25% off of any of the very affordable right there on your page for products page, there's a listing of all different things. I mean, my goodness, there is really no excuse. And thank you so much for doing that. We really do appreciate it. And
yeah, it's my pleasure.
You are just in the Best People We Know Club forever and ever. You're a lifetime member, John. Have to have you come back again. And again, thank you for opening my mind. And I, you know, this is something that we like to try to bring new pieces of information to help people be their best. And this isn't something that I think is common in conversation, although it is growing. And I just think it's so powerful and it's so beautiful and it's so gentle and it's so specific. And, you know, it's really just been great. I am overwhelmed. We'll have to have you come back on and tell us more after the Awakening event. Maybe you'll have to come back and tell us how it all went.
I would love it.
We can share some more. All right, everybody. Well, this is where we help each other. You got to, like, retweet, send on LinkedIn, Google, Facebook. Make sure that we share this information. And that's a great gift to give somebody. And, you know, if you have a friend that's far away and you don't want to fight, you know, wrapping up the package and maybe it's something that's going to get broken, this is a great gift because you can recycle the happiness. It's endless. It goes on and on and on. This would be a great gift to email somebody. You can use that 25% discount, Best People. Thank you so much. We love that title. And just God bless you, John, and God bless everybody listening. And thank you, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and whatever anybody is out there. We're all the same color, blood going under the skin, so that makes us all one big family.
We are. We're all one big family, and you know, we have an incredible opportunity to connect these days. And Deb, thank you so much for holding this space so that more and more people can connect. It's great when we can see people moving from what they've known in their everyday lives and daring to explore what's unknown. It's really great.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
John Griffin, John, Griffin, GRIFFIN.com/awaken. Go there right now. Thank you so much. In the famous words of Oscar Wilde, be yourself because everybody else is already taken. Love you. Go out and make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.